Jim Polzin, the Wisconsin State Journal, and Madison.com. Jim, how you doing, man?
Great, Bill. How are you?
We are doing well. So football for the time being is falling by the wayside. Now we're on to basketball. So it's early in the season. I understand that. But give me your assessment of this Wisconsin Badger team thus far.
Well, I mean, obviously they're playing pretty well. It was a pretty tough schedule, a pretty daunting schedule to start the season, a lot like last year. The difference this year, I think, is they're finishing games. They played a lot of close games early last year and just didn't finish. This year they're getting it done, and, you know, that's been the biggest difference.
So, well, they're healthy, too. I mean, as opposed to last year when they started off the season relatively, bad when it comes to the health issues. So this year, with everybody healthy, do you think this team's into a rhythm yet? Because the one thing I see is every now and then you'll see that I don't know you well enough mistake. You know what I mean? A bad pass that flies out of bounds when they were expecting somebody to break out. Instead, they broke in. Things like that. But other than that, I see if this team really starts to continue to gel, I'm thinking it could be a pretty solid season.
Yeah, I mean, they've proven it so far. I think the biggest difference has been Demetric Trice. And when you mentioned injuries, that's the one guy they lost after 10 games last year. And he's really, you know, it's not an exaggeration to say he's playing at an all Big Ten level right now. He's shooting 60% from the three-point range. I don't know that that's going to continue. But I think the other elements of his game have all gotten better since at this point last season. He's making sound decisions. Just play with more confidence. That's the biggest thing. And they needed someone besides Ethan Happ to kind of help pick up the scoring load, and so far it's been Trice.
8-1 in the season, 2-0 in the Big Ten thus far. You talked about Ethan Happ rallying the Badgers past Rutgers, and Rutgers, people think, well, it's Rutgers. Well, you know what? Rutgers is not a bad basketball team. They don't have a great football team, but they're better basketball than they are football. They get a 5-point win there. Ethan Happ dropping 20 on them. Trice added 14, as you had mentioned. But like you said, this was a game in which they rallied to win. Last year, I don't think they win this type of game. Do you?
No, not necessarily. And I think there's been a series of games like that this year. They are finding ways to win. Last year, they were finding ways to lose. And, you know, depth and inexperience was a big factor last year. And certainly they are better in both those categories this year. But I think there's just a belief. I think there was a lot of talk about chemistry and bonding in the offseason. And, you know, you can kind of poo-poo that if you want. You kind of hear that a little bit every year. But I think there's something to it this year. I just think it's a group that likes each other. When games are close and things are turning sour maybe, they just kind of believe in each other and believe in themselves. And that's a difference from 365 days ago. There's no doubt about that. They've found ways a couple times this year to win games when they're not necessarily at their best. And I think that's, you know, a sign of a team that – a good team certainly is that – you got to find ways on various nights, and they've done that so far.
Big game coming up on Saturday against Marquette. That's over at the Fiserv Forum. Both teams are kind of on the rise. After going down for a little while, having some injuries, waiting for some guys to get there, both teams now on the rise. This is probably the most hype I've seen for this game legitimately in a while. Would you agree?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think there's probably two teams that expect to be in the NCAA tournament at the end of the year, and a lot of familiar faces. I mean, there's a lot of kids that Wisconsin recruited on that Marquette team. There's Wisconsin recruits in the Twin Cities, and so does Marquette. So a lot of those kids have grown up playing against each other. It's just there's a lot of good storylines at work, and I think there are certainly two teams that not only will make the NCAA tournament, but I think you can see maybe either one or both these teams making runs in March. I just think they both have a lot of nice pieces and certainly will get better. I mean, Marquette's pretty young if you look at that roster, and I think they're only going to get better in time and probably will challenge for the Big East. And Wisconsin's off to a really good start, but, you know, I think this is a team, like you alluded to in your first question, that once it gets more experience playing together, should only get better. So, you know, I think up and coming is a good way to describe both teams right now.
Yeah, I'm looking at the Badgers kind of being that way and being that team that if I was going to say they're up and coming, I 100%, because I look at what, you know, Pritzel's another guy that I look to add a little bit of something. It seems like every night, whether it's Kobe King or Iverson, or you go through that list of guys, somebody's contributing and being the guy. It's not just Ethan Happ all the time, even though he's kind of the go-to guy. But Trice, obviously, but it seems like they're winning with different guys on a night-in and a night-out basis, and we didn't get a chance to see that last year because you were so dependent on a guy, right?
Yeah, I mean, you were playing walk-ons as key reserves, and, you know, no offense to those guys, but they just, you know, everybody kind of moved up a spot or two in the pecking order once Trice and King went down, and you know, certainly Brad Davidson was playing with basically one arm most of last season, so that was a factor too. So, yeah, it's just, you know, they just have more not only more depth, more solid depth. I mean, bringing Pritzel and Kobe King and even Aleem Ford. Aleem Ford might have been playing as good as anybody in the preseason on this team, and then he got injured and is still working his way back. So I don't think we've seen the best from him necessarily. So, you know, they go legitimately 8 or 9 deep, and that's just something they couldn't say a year ago. It's just, you know, they were a team that was reliant so heavily on Hap and Davidson to a certain extent. And this year he's getting a lot of help. He can look, you know, a lot of attention's focused on Ethan Hap by opposing defenses. And now he can look around out there and see at times 4 perimeter threats around him. And I just think that's changed the way he's able to play, and it's been a huge factor for them.
You know, the one thing, and somebody brought this up to me the other night, I was sitting there talking about the Wisconsin Badgers basketball team, and I said, you know what, what they had last year with Ethan Happ and Davidson and Pritzel and Iris, I mean, you had those guys, but it seemed to me like last year it was Greg Gard had to do some of his best coaching because he had less, which makes it, I'm not saying easier, but it opens things up for him this year. I mean, does Greg Gard look at last year as a real learning experience because of what he had to work with?
Yeah, I think so. He kept saying that, and it was, you know, I think it was probably, it fell a lot of deaf ears for fans at times, but he kept saying that, you know, this experience is going to make us better. You know, this team's going to mature. It's going to grow. It's going to be better for this in the long run. And that's not fun to hear when you're losing games and you're on your way to your first March without an NCAA tournament in 20 years. And I think a lot of people kind of drowned him out, but I think there was a lot of validity to that. They did learn. They learned how to perform late in games. They learned how to win different ways. I think they learned most of all that the bedrock, the pillars of this program have always been defense, taking care of the ball, diving for loose ball, stuff like that. And I don't think they did enough of it last year. You're seeing more and more of that this year. So I just think it was a giant learning experience. And, you know, the one other factor when you talk about depth and more bodies is it gives Gard more options in terms of lineups. I mean, he can throw 4 guards out there with Hap. He can throw smaller lineups. He can use a bigger lineup with Hap and Reavers. He did not have those options last year. He was completely handcuffed in terms of what he could do in terms of putting competitive lineups on the court. And this year he's got a plethora of options. And I think, frankly, he's still trying to figure out at times what are his best options. I mean, Nate Reavers played really well the other night against Rutgers and only played like 16 minutes, I think. And that's just kind of, you know, that's kind of shows you just how, where they seem at is at right now. A guy playing that well doesn't even get on the floor for 20 minutes, in part because there's other guys playing well and guards kind of mixing and matching lineups. So he's got options this year, and that's something he certainly couldn't say last year.
Davidson was one of your top scorers last year, still top 3 in scoring on the team, but not averaging double digits. The guy that I'm most interested in and to see his development is going to be Kobe King. Tell me how he has progressed. He went through 10 games last year, gets hurt, loses out the rest of the season. This year, averaging over, I think it's like 20-something minutes a game, 21, 22 minutes a game, 5.6 points per game. Nothing spectacular, but tell me how his growth has been.
Yeah, he was just starting to get his stride last year when he got hurt, and I think he would have been a factor. He might have been starting by the end of the season last year if had he stayed healthy, or he certainly, you know, would have been a consistent sixth man that played a lot of minutes. And he just gives them a little bit of something they don't necessarily have in that he can score from all 3 levels. He's a guy that can get to the rim. He's good in the mid-range, and he can shoot from the outside. He's athletic. He's long. Defensively, I think he's still trying to figure things out in terms of what's expected from him and the rules that UW expects defensively. But I think when he gets that, he gives you a guy that can guard multiple positions. And, you know, in this game of basketball these days, everything is switched on screens, and they call it positionless basketball. And he's the one guy that can really, or one of the guys, I should say, that can really, you can do that. You can switch him onto a big forward, and you're not going to lose very much because he's 6'4", 6'5", and long and physical. You can play him on a point guard because he's got really good feet. So I think in time, I think he's only going to get better. I think he's the one guy, you know, I don't know if they have a lot of NBA talent on this team, but I think in time he's one guy that maybe can be that guy. I just think he's so athletic and strong and versatile that, you know, I think if he grows, I mean, he's got a ways to go. I'm not saying he's ready yet, but he's a guy that can kind of grow into that NBA type talent in time, I think, and down the road in a year or two.
Jim, great stuff as always, and we'll talk again down the road, okay?
Thanks, Bill. Take care.
Appreciate it, buddy. Talk to you soon. Jim Polzin of the Wisconsin State Journal joining us, also from Madison.com, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You're working hard. They're treating you fair. 80-plus years, they've been having it going on. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com. 844-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com.